Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so we're starting off with some absolutely wild drama from the music world, and honestly, I'm still processing this one. Gene Simmons, you know, the bloke with the massive tongue from Kiss, has come for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and not in a good way, darling. So apparently, our mate Gene has decided to go off about hip-hop being included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I quote, "I don't come from the ghetto. It doesn't speak my language. Hip-hop does not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, nor does opera or symphony orchestras. Girl, girl, the audacity of this man. I'm sat here absolutely screaming because, did he really just say that? In 2024, with his whole chest. Okay. So, let me break this down for you because there's so much wrong with this statement. I don't even know where to begin. First off, calling hip-hop ghetto music is not just problematic. It's downright disrespectful to an entire genre that has literally shaped modern music culture. Like, sir, do you not realize that hip-hop artists have been outselling rock artists for years now? And then, pause. Then he has the nerve to say, it doesn't speak my language. Mate, music is a universal language. That's literally the whole point. You don't have to be from the same background to appreciate artistry, and hip-hop is absolutely art. The lyricism, the beats, the cultural impact, it's all there. Not him trying to gatekeep the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like he owns the bloody building. The institution has been evolving for decades, love. They've inducted everyone from Madonna to Dolly Parton, and guess what? The world didn't end. Here's what really gets me, though, and I cannot stress this enough. Rock and roll itself was heavily influenced by Black artists and culture. Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. These legends created rock and roll, so for Gene to sit there and act like hip-hop doesn't belong is just, it's giving ignorant uncle at Christmas dinner vibes, and I'm not here for it. The comments online are absolutely savage right now, and rightfully so. People are dragging him left, right, and center, and honestly, he deserves every bit of criticism coming his way. But anyway, let's move on to some Olympic tea because we've got figure skating drama, and you know I live for sports gossip. So Elisa Liu, gorgeous US figure skater, has been serving looks at the Olympics with this absolutely striking striped hairstyle. We're talking dark brunette locks with these bold horizontal stripes, and initially everyone thought it was just a fashion moment. But plot twist, darling. There's actually a deeper meaning behind it. Okay, so apparently, and this is so sweet actually, the stripes represent living life on the edge, which is literally what figure skating is all about. Every jump, every spin, every performance is about pushing boundaries and taking risks. The hairstyle is her way of embodying that fearless energy even before she hits the ice. I'm absolutely living for this level of intentionality. Like, imagine putting that much thought into your look and having it actually represent your mindset and approach to your sport. It's giving main character energy, and I am here for all of it. The girl is out there serving looks and meaning, which is more than we can say for most celebrities who just throw on whatever their stylist picks. This is personal, this is artistic, and honestly, it's kind of genius from a branding perspective, too. Plus, can we talk about how stunning it looks on the ice? The way it moves when she's spinning, it's like visual poetry. Olympic athletes really are built different, and Elisa is proving that you can be fierce both in your sport and your personal expression. But speaking of personal expression, let me tell you about this wild TMZ encounter that has me absolutely cackling. So picture this. Donna Kelsey, Travis Kelsey's mom, is just trying to get through LAX airport, right? Probably thinking about her flight, maybe what she's going to have for dinner, normal mum things. But no, some cheeky TMZ reporter decides to ambush her with questions about Travis and Taylor's supposed wedding plans. And here's where it gets interesting, girl. When they asked if she'd have to sign an NDA for the wedding, Donna basically said she wouldn't sign one for her son. The sass, the absolute power of this woman. I'm screaming because imagine being Donna Kelsey right now. Your son is dating literally one of the biggest pop stars on the planet. The entire world is obsessed with their relationship. And you can't even walk through an airport without someone asking about NDAs and wedding plans. But here's what I love about Donna. She's not playing games. She's basically saying, I'm his mother. I don't need to sign paperwork to be at my own son's wedding. And you know what? Fair play to her. The whole situation is just, it's giving very intense media scrutiny vibes. And while I love Taylor and Travis together, I do feel for the family members who are just trying to live their lives without constant speculation about every little detail. Although, let's be real, the fact that they're even asking about NDAs suggests that maybe, just maybe, there might be some wedding planning happening behind the scenes. I mean, why else would that even come up in conversation? But pause. Actually, thinking about it more, NDAs for celebrity weddings aren't that uncommon. Remember when they had everyone sign NDAs for Joe and Sophie's wedding? Or literally any major celebrity wedding in the last decade? It's pretty standard practice to keep the details from leaking before the big day. So the fact that Donna is saying she wouldn't sign one is actually quite telling. Either there's no wedding planned yet, or Travis and Taylor are planning something more low-key where they don't need that level of secrecy. Or, and hear me out on this one, maybe they trust family enough to not require legal documents? Whatever the case, I'm just imagining poor Donna trying to eat her airport sandwich while some reporter is shoving a microphone in her face asking about hypothetical legal paperwork. The woman deserves better. And honestly, can we all just take a moment to appreciate how gracefully she's handling all this attention? Like, one day you're just a regular NFL mom cheering from the stands, and the next you're being followed by paparazzi because your son is dating Taylor Bloody Swift. The adjustment period must be absolutely mental. But before we wrap up today's episode, I've got to mention something that caught my eye, and this is more of a PSA than gossip, but stay with me because it's actually quite funny in a corporate way. So TMZ is out here trying to sell us fitness equipment for President's Day sales, and I'm just... the audacity of mixing celebrity gossip with workout gear advertisements. Like, one minute they're asking Donna Kelsey about NDAs, and the next they're trying to flog us some resistance bands because... it's already February, and how are those New Year's resolutions going? I mean, they're not wrong, though, are they? February is when most of us have completely abandoned our gym memberships and are back to eating takeaway on the sofa. But the way they've just casually thrown this in between celebrity drama stories is sending me. It's giving very, oh, and by the way, wanna buy some protein powder? Energy, and honestly, I respect the hustle. They know their audience. We're all sat here consuming celebrity gossip instead of going to the gym, so why not kill two birds with one stone? Plus, let's be honest, after hearing about all this celebrity drama, we probably do need to work out some stress. Maybe Gene Simmons should invest in a good treadmill to run off some of that negative energy he's been putting out into the universe. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!